film is based on the true story of the theft of the Goya portrait of the Duke of Wellington from the National Gallery shortly after the nation had bought it for £140,000. And then it was held to ransom by Kempton Bunton, who is a character I play, and he said he'd give it back if the government gave free TV licences to old-age pensioners and war widows. He was a sort of Robin Hood character, a lovable rogue, Kempton Bunton. And in the end, he did give it back, and there was a big trial at the Old Bailey. So it ends up being a courtroom drama, but there was an awful lot of wonderful stuff before that. It's a lovely film.
As you say, Kempton, he really is a lovable character. But what made you want to take on this role?
I read the script and I just loved it from page one, really. I thought, oh, this is fantastic. It's a beautiful bit of writing. It includes so much. And there's a wonderful realised family drama, as well as the heist and the kidnap and the courtroom. It's a very complicated and interesting script, which is surprising in all sorts of ways. But it's got great heart and it's very funny. And it was a part I couldn't resist at all.
As you mentioned, it's the Duke of Wellington portrait that got stolen. Here in Aldershot, we have quite good ties with him. We have our very own huge Wellington statue. But have you actually seen the portrait yourself?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's now safely returned to the National Gallery, and it is there for all to see. And it's a lovely portrait. I'm a great fan of Goya anyway, and it's a... It's a really very interesting portrait of the Duke of Wellington. He looks slightly vulnerable, but proud and at the same time. It's a lovely portrait. It's there for all to see.
Now, my favourite scene is the courtroom scene. It's very uplifting. But what was your favourite out of the whole film?
Well, the courtroom scene is a sort of climax in a way, which is delightful. And it's quite tense. You never know what the verdict will be. But I think my favourite scenes are the family scenes, really. Our director, Roger Michel, who sadly died a few months ago, he was a wonderful director for getting this whole family atmosphere beautifully realised. And all the other actors, I mean, particularly, of course, Helen Mirren as plays my wife, but they were all absolutely wonderful. And it was great fun getting those family scenes together, and particularly the scenes between just Helen and myself. I relish those. We had such a similar approach to the acting that it was very natural and very easy and funny and moving. And so I love those scenes.
So just finally then, do you have a message for the troops and their families?
Yes, to all of you, thank you so much for all you do, and keep safe.